We are living in perilous times now. We don't know what's going to happen day after day. We've had a presidential election that has gone awry. Corruption is just absolutely, and this is not hearsay, this is for real. We've had corruption that, in the mass amount of corruption, that I don't know whether America has seen in the last 50 years. We have a man running for president for the Democrats that's an absolute criminal. Him and his son both. They should be arrested behind bars right now, but instead they're trying to take over the country. I read a book about a year ago that talked about the corruption in big cities. It was called The Irishman. It's the story of Francis Sharam, a real close friend of Jimmy Hoffa, and how the Teamsters Union and the big bosses in the city worked together. Now, this is about 47 years or so ago that this happened. But Francis Sharam was head of a Teamsters Union, local. And a lawyer came up to him, well, actually, a Republican candidate came to him and told him, well, since you are backing Nixon's re-election, I thought you'd let me speak to your candidates. And his name was Boggs. And Francis Sharam said, well, you're against the union. He said, no, I'm not against the unions. Well, he said, I'll talk to them and see if they'll let you speak to the Brotherhood. And they came back and said, no, he's a Republican. And even though he's got no bad record against him, nothing at all, we just don't want to take a stand for him or against him. So, in the meanwhile, Joe Biden came by. Joe Biden was running for Senate, and he asked if he could speak to the Teamsters Union, to the Brotherhood, and he said, well, let me know, Francis Sharam, let me talk to the directors, and I'll let you know. And so they said, well, no, no problem. So we spoke to them, and unlike in the presidential election this time, he could speak well. He's a lot younger, 47 years ago. And he spoke to them, and he promised them that they would always have somebody there in the Senate that would hear their cases and be for them always. And Francis Sharam said he actually did that. But just a week or so before the election, Boggs had uncovered a lot of criminal activity that Biden had done. And some false things that they had done. And the newspaper, he was going to put a flylet in the middle of the newspaper exposing Biden for what he was. And then shortly afterwards, this happened. One of Biden's lawyers came to Francis Sharam. And he said, this newspaper is going to be read all over. And we don't want that issue to go out. We would like you to put up a picket line and strike at that newspaper and not let it be delivered with the Teamsters. So he said, okay, we'll do that. We'll honor your strike, and they did that, and the newspaper didn't go out. And Francis Sharam said later on, we had a brand new senator. And he actually did what he was promised to do for us. He brought an ear to the Senate and for us. But in the meanwhile, the newspaper head called Francis around and wanted to know why that they were... This is before the election now, right before the election. And the newspaper, the head of the newspaper called Francis around and says, call off the strike. He said, I can't do that. I'm going to honor the strike. He said, well, I want to ask you one thing. Did you have anything to do with the railroad car full of supplies for the newspaper being blown up? He said, no, I didn't even know anything about it. So the supplies to the newspaper that was going to print the articles about Joe Biden, the material was blown up. There was a strike, so the newspaper article didn't go out. And here we have the same problem we have today. The man has not changed in 47 years. Now, there's unrest all over the country. There was a press conference with Rudy Giuliani. And he specified everything where what we call the nonsense press, ABC, NBC, CNN, and all of that, had covered up what was really going on. And he read some sworn affidavits that were sworn under penalty of perjury, and he also said this. He said, Mr. Biden never did this, nor his son. And he told how that the votes were manipulated, how the voting machines were manipulated, how votes, this is sworn testimony of people seeing one vote sent in several times and voted several times, and all of a sudden the voting machines are all shut down, and when they open back up, Biden's got all these votes. Something happened that was wrong. Now, in the democratic socialist state of Israel, they had three elections for their prime minister. I don't see anything wrong. We could have just an absolute bona fide re-election, or to do the president-only election all over again. I mean, we're spending millions of dollars trying to get to the bottom of this corruption. Why don't we just start over again and do what Israel did and have the prime minister election or the presidential election again? This time watching what's going on. So everybody on both sides will be satisfied. NBC, CBS, CNN, the liberal news are all trying to push Trump into conceding. Well, if he actually lost, he should concede, but he didn't. What we got here is massive voter fraud committed by the same man that possibly blew up the railroad car full of stuff and called a strike on the newspaper that would expose him for what he was when he was elected senator for the first time. President Trump said how so many times I've done more in 47 months than he did in 47 years. I don't think so, Mr. Trump. I think that man has been real busy making money for the last 47 years. You look through our history and you'll see, and I'll say this plain out, George Jr. stole the election in Florida, and many of you know that. He stole the second election. Well, that was one state, people. It was wrong. But this man has stolen states, several states. Massive voter fraud. because he was way, way behind. He lost the election. So they fixed the election. Over the years, we've had fixed boxing matches, and that's a big... we have had, you know, the Dirty Sox, the baseball game that threw the World Series. The White Sox became the Dirty Sox. Now we have Dirty Biden. We've got this kind of a problem in the world today. I encourage you, as citizens of the United States, to do whatever you can on your part to support your president. Demand an open and an honest election. Demand it. Our country is on the verge of a slippery slide. We've got, like the old Ayat man said, I got one foot in grave and the other one on a banana peel. We're there, people. As we study systematic theology, the end times, and all the things that are happening in the end times, maybe we're ushering in these things right now. I don't know. Is God turning his back on America because of all the things happening? Well, we've had 4 years of recovery. When President Trump, or when Donald Trump was running for president, the Republicans hated him and the Democrats hated him. The Republicans only put up with him because we, the people. And he's done so much for our country since then. We had this, what we call the Chinese plague, the coronavirus, hit our country, shut it down. Biden was on the other side saying, oh, no, 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 don't shut it down. Too premature, because he had deals going with Russia and China with his dad, with his boy. And then all of a sudden he turns around, and then ABC, CBS, and NBC, all, and CNN, all back him up when he says, oh, he didn't do enough. We'd have millions of more deaths with Biden in there if he had been that same person, because he wouldn't have cut the ties. He wouldn't have shut down the commerce between China and America. And China is one of our greatest enemies. And by the way, all of our enemies are cheering for Biden. The enemies are cheering for Biden? What does that tell you? That he's our enemy too. We've got a fifth column in the White House with them behind it. I don't know everything we ought to do, but I think we ought to back the president. Well, I think we ought to support him monetarily in everything we can do to try to straighten this election out. And we ought to demand from our senators and our representatives to hear us, to really count the votes. What happened in Georgia was just a recount of the votes that they couldn't check. They couldn't check if the signatures were there or not. They take them out of the vote, they throw away the signatures, and they put the ballot in there. It doesn't matter whether the signatures match then or not. Sworn statements of people turned away from voting books saying that they already voted when they didn't, because they were Republican Trump voters. Sworn statements from poll workers that told them not to inspect the ballots. Just put them in there. Sworn statements from people that said that there were trash bags and garbage bags and cans full of ballots thrown in all of a sudden in the middle of the night. Something wrong someplace, people. Something's wrong. And it's up to you to demand right. And we're going to be called racist. We're going to be called all kinds of things. Now, I'm American Indian. I'm not white. And I'm not a racist. What was done to my people was wrong. But I'm going to tell you something. I live in a country right now that I'd like to see. This is what's protecting us now from other side people coming from the outside. All the way from the Civil War this way, we have had our country going downhill, except for a few presidents that turned it around. And a few great individuals in American history, like John B. Stetson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Franklin Roosevelt. Men like that, and one last one. I don't agree with everything that he does and everything he says, Donald Trump. He could sure be a lot more humble, but I'm going to tell you something. He had to be strong to face what he's had to. They talk about him not giving a peaceful transition from one to the other. Obama and all the Democrats fought Trump all 4 years. It's never been a peaceful transition for him. Never. This is our little, what we might call current events, little observation. If you could see here, I have a library here, and I have, I think, 7 foot high and 4 feet wide, 2 to 3 times in bookcases, full of history and political science and Western civilization. I taught political science and Western civilization for 50 years. And brethren, what we see right now is an absolute... We had a coup with John Kennedy, whether you believe it or not. We've got another coup right now. It's a coup on the American people. It happened. It's happened before. And now it's happening again, and it's happening in your lifetime. I saw 2 coups in America. Because I'm older. What are you going to do for your president? What are you going to do for your country? What are you going to do for your God? We know where Biden and Kamala Harris stand. I've seen articles on Kamala Harris where she works with Planned Parenthood, and they were marketing baby parts. An embryo. That's murder. That's what they do in China. Of course, China is communist, you know. But Kamala Harris is a communist. That's what communism does to their enemies. And whose enemy is a little child? Aborted. We're already having enough trouble with insurance companies not wanting to take care of the elderly. What will happen when all this happens? If all of this takes place, that this system is trying to implement in America. I look at nations all over the world. And I see socialism and I see communism. Socialism and communism are two different people. You know, I've taught in the past that every nation in Europe, some of the people in every nation in Europe volunteered for Hitler's army because Hitler was a capitalist. Russia was communist. The Jews got along real good with the Russians. Because they are socialists and communists. You look at Israel. May the 14th, 1948. That's a socialist democratic republic. They got along real good. But what happened to them? They were kicked out of Russia and they were murdered in Germany and in other nations, wherever they put those death camps. Think of what we are facing. We're facing enemies. And our enemies want Joe Biden in the White House. Who do you want in the White House? The nation spoke. But the criminal institution overruled what you said. Our Heavenly Father, I send this message out. to your people here in this country. I know the party, the platforms of both groups. You know that I voted Democrat and I voted Republican. I voted independent all my life according to the man. Right now, the devil has his man, and Father, you have your men. We're all imperfect in every way. And I pray for President Trump. I pray for the people's voice to be heard. And Father, please forgive me where I fail you. And use this message of current events to touch your people's lives all over the world. In Jesus' name I pray.